Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Coach, is there anything in particular to take out of the fact that Jaden, through two games as a rookie, has no interceptions?
Yeah, there's a lot. I think he has a real conscience for the ball and security for it. That was one of the things that made him so unique coming out of college. You know, that many touchdowns for that many interceptions. And so he has a real mindset about it. It's a really important thing for us, taking care of the ball. And so that was a real factor today in the turnover battle.
Dan Quinn answering a question from my good friend Tom Lavero yesterday after the game. Washington is 1-1. They are 7-point underdogs next Monday night in Cincinnati against the 0-2 Bengals. Let's get through some of your calls. Ben's going to join us at 12. Kai from DC has been on hold for a while. Go ahead, Kai.
Yes, Ken. Thank you for taking my call. And before you got off, yes, I seen the same thing on that 3rd and 6 on that devil move to Noah Brown. And I want to say that I like Noah Brown. He played awesome. And then, two, I don't want to say I like it, but I think he kind of needed when Jaden Daniels got hit and he got the wind knocked out of him. It's like it kind of woke him and Cliff up, like we got to go down the field. And I seen, like, after that hit, he started going down the field more, and I really loved that. So, and then on the defense, what I didn't like how Jonathan Allen, like, out-D tackles. Like, it's like they pass rushing moves on the run, and it's like they're giving up their gaps, and it's allowing big runs.
That's true.
Yeah, I just hope, like, they can just stay in their contain, like, stay in their gap. Like, they're giving up the big runs. And then second, I want to say that it's like 2-1. I think we should move Quan down to corner. We have enough safety. It's like he's not really good in space. And then Mike Davis is really slow. So I really think we need to move Quan down. And then Joe Witt, he likes to play a lot of man-to-man on third down.
Yeah,
I don't really like that. And they're running a lot of drag routes on that. And it's like he's not running zone. And then he likes to run a lot of man in the goal line. Like, I don't understand that. Why are we not zoning up? Jaden Daniels couldn't get a pass thrown in the goal line because the Giants, they were zoning up every time when we got in the goal line. So I don't understand that. And we need more pressure. We don't have the guy that's D-line like Michael Parsons in them to generate a four-man pressure. So sometimes I think we need to send more pressure. And the last thing, get Bobby Wagner or get a safety on the field on third downs and passing situations. That's it. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no, good call. And, you know, I'm just looking back at this Noah Brown play. I think the progression was for him to look at Noah Brown on the stop and go on the double move. But then come back to something else. And I'm not going to be able to see it until I see the all 22. But it didn't matter. There was quick pressure. But there's no doubt if the read was Brown because he was singled up, that ball could have been out on time into the end zone for an easy touchdown. Brown ran a great route. Let's go to Mike in Upper Marlboro. Mike, go ahead.
A couple of my quick observations was that I noticed that we have probably a new punt returner because he provided a spark.
Well, Crowder was out. Yes. Crowder was inactive. I don't know why, but Zacchaeus was back there because Crowder was inactive for the game.
Yeah, he provided a noticeable spark. I mean, because that one
was a really good punt return. A super long punt. Sometimes that gives you a chance for a better return. No doubt. He outkicked his coverage.
Yeah. And And of course, all of our everybody's going to say our running game was the great point of the game. But what my concern is this was back even in the Joe Gibbs point too. We always tend to play 6 to 8 yards off wide receivers, even on third and short, even when Fred Smoot was there. But at least then he could tackle. These guys now, they are missing everything. It was so bad that I was wishing that we had Forrest back there playing because at least he would have made the tackle. But these guys are just getting they were just whiffing like almost like a kiddie game.
Yeah, the run stopping in particular was awful. The tackling again, coverage, it seemed like communication issues, especially in passing off some of the picks in their man coverage. I don't know what's going on through two games. Last week, at least, you had good first down defense and you had some pass rush pressure. This week, they were off balance. I mean, against the Giants, that's not a good sign here early in the season. Let's go to Ralphie. He's been on hold for a while. Ralphie, thanks. Go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. I liked how Jaden stayed in the pocket for the second half and threw passes the skeptics thought he can make. I also liked how Jaden is the main reason why B-Rob and Eckler are off to a great start rushing the ball because, I mean, last year B-Rob had 17 carries in the first game against the Giants, and yesterday he had 17 carries as well, and it's a night and day difference. So that tells me that the teams have to respect Jaden's arm and most importantly his speed. Quickly, to things I didn't like, I don't like all the false starts on the O-line because Jaden's cadence is not hard to get down. It's 180 set hut the majority of the time, and there's a video out there showing that online, so I'm not really sure what's going on. And lastly, I don't like seeing the amount of screens called to the wrong receivers. If you're gonna throw screens to receivers, it needs to be to De'Ami Brown or Jameson Crowder because those are the only guys catching. Those are the only guys that are elusive. So screens are not Terry's game. So I don't have a problem with the screens, but at the same time, you got to run it to the right receivers. You got to run it to elusive receivers. So thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't have a lot of options there. Okay, if you don't think Terry's elusive and Terry's good as a runner after the catch, I think Zacchaeus, is good. I think actually Crowder is good in that spot. But we're still trying to figure it out with this offense and who will emerge. I think Noah Brown showed yesterday he can run some routes and create some real separation as a route runner. So that is encouraging for sure. Let's get Sean and DC in here to finish it up. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, two comments. One, I just want to say something about what Ian had to say and Jalen's nonchalantness. Like, we've all been subjected to somewhat voluntarily to Ian over the years, and that's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Imagine watching Jaden yesterday and being upset at him chewing on his mouth guard. Ian's got to stick to analyzing Big Ten mixed doubles tennis, I think. Then point number two, I think your point about Malik Nabers that you initially started with, we already have ourselves a number two receiver, and that's Terry McLaurin. If we're gonna rush for 225 yards, we're gonna be in a lot of football games. We have a number two receiver; it's Terry McLaurin. We need to get ourselves a Malik Nabers.
Well, everybody would like to have a Malik Nabers, but yeah, when you watch the rest of the league, you realize what elite really looks like. And I don't think that that's what we have. We have a very good receiver, and he is a number one receiver. There's just so many great receivers. Now, real quickly, the mixed doubles analysis was a good one for sure. But I do know what he's talking about. There is a casual way in which Jaden plays, but I think it's completely it doesn't hurt him. You know, he's not loose or careless with the football. Look, at times at LSU, he took some hits that he probably shouldn't have taken, but I thought that it was more about a competitiveness and a desperation, really, because they had such a terrible defense, which, by the way, Denton, they have again this year. Stylistically, he looks super cool, super casual, but there is a competitive fierceness, I think, that way sort of belies that exterior inside. That's what I would say. So I'm with you. All right, Ben Standing next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.